She took a deep breath and asked for a status report. The report was not grim, not yet, but it was unpleasant. Two frigates had taken damage, and one corvette had been destroyed. Several of the starfighters were reporting in with minimal damage. Still, this was only a minor setback when all was said and done. The remaining fighters, and there were still plenty, were holding their own against the Clawcraft fighters.
"Vanson, Trevin, move in to assist with my starfighters," she snapped. "Let's take down these Chiss ships. We'll show Jagged Fell just what the true Empire thinks of his little Empire of the Hand."
"Of course, Admiral."
Vanson's voice was higher than normal, and he sounded slightly worried. But one of the screens showed that several of his starfighters and four corvettes were already turning to obey her orders. Trevin's vessels on her other side also moved into position. Dalla folded her arms and nodded, green eyes narrowing both against the brightness and in satisfaction, as one Chiss starfighter exploded right before her eyes. Wherever Jagged Fell was right at the moment, she hoped he was watching it too. And then, on the edge of the screen's image, there were more bright flashes of light, and Dalla beheld a ghost from the past. The vessel, at the head of at least another dozen ships, was another Star Destroyer, but smaller and faster than many of the big capital ships. It immediately set to work targeting Vanson's ships, drawing their fire away from Gatell's. Other vessels materialized as well and joined in the fray. But Dalla couldn't take her eyes off this one. She knew it, and felt a sudden strange pang as she recalled both the name of the ship and who had last commanded it. The beasts for which the Star Destroyer had been named were semi-aquatic predators that could be trained as formidable mounts. They fought on after their riders were dead, as did this vessel.
"The Bloodfin," she murmured,
and to herself,
"Pelion."
"This is Admiral Vitor Rej,"
came a strong male voice. For a moment, in her dazed state, Dalla thought it even sounded like a younger Galad Pelion.
"Admiral Dalla, I am commander of the Bloodfin, and of this Imperial Strike Force led by the true head of state, Jagged Fell. Your claim to that title is that of a usurper's. Even so, Fell has instructed me to accept your surrender, with no further loss of life on either side. You have 15 seconds to accept."
What was happening? How was Fell managing to pull this off? Dalla steadied herself, realizing that half of the battle that was now raged around her was psychological, and that her realization meant that Fell had just lost his advantage. Fell was deft, she had to give him that. Coming back from the dead in so dramatic a fashion, producing the Empire of the Hand, and now sending the Bloodfin, surely handpicked to rattle her. And it had. All of it.